That was the sound of 7 a.m. beers. The only place you can have a 7 a.m. beer is the airport. So, guys, we've made it. We've made it to the airport, at least. How was getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning?
It was a bit of a struggle getting here this morning.
Why is that?
I hadn't slept for over 24 bloody hours.
Did you have a good day at work the day before?
No, terrible day, but I'm so happy to be here right now.
And Bax, how are you feeling after months and months of planning and preparation? We're finally here at the airport, ready to go, 7 o'clock, having a beer. How do you feel?
Brilliant, because I only really wanted to go to the airport. I don't care about the other trip. No, really excited. And can't wait for my pastrami sandwich tomorrow.
All right, so we'll be, next time you hear from us, we'll be stateside, as they say, unless they won't let backs into the country.
Right, we're going to have another beer.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. We've made it. We're live in New York. We are on 38th Street at the Doxy Hotel. Quite a good flight, I think. 6 hours and 50 minutes. Ahead of schedule and always a long queue. Always a long queue at the customs there. But we've been joined by a very special guest, the first guest on this podcast, my friend, Mr. Dan Powers.
What's up?
You're going to have to speak into the mic. So, Dan, how are you?
Doing good, mate.
Thanks for coming to meet us today.
It's always good seeing you, joining with the two other lads from the other side of the pond, Stu and Box, you know. Just hanging out for the day and just going to walk around the city and see what things are like. It's already hot outside. I figured it'd be already apple-picking weather, like nice low 60s. But yeah, of course, it's got to be hot. And so,
mate, it's absolutely fucking boiling. We've turned up with coats and fucking bags. We're all sweating. Stewie, you look like you're going to pass out.
I'm considering putting my shorts on.
Jesus.
I'm wearing the shorts right now.
Well, Dan's got shorts on. He's a native, so.
Yeah.
I mean, he's head to toe in Mets gear, you know. We can get you some Mets trainers if you want.
What apples are you on about?
My size?
No, what apples are you on about?
Anyway. Yeah. So, Bax, now you stepped out of the grotty underground that is Metro.
First thing you saw.
What was the first thing I saw? I can't remember. Oh, yeah, Empire State Building.
What a way to start.
Traffic lights, that's what I saw first. Yeah. Traffic lights, sidewalk, Empire State Building.
The cesspool, that is the Madison Square Garden. You have to put your middle finger up if you walk past her.
Yeah, horrible place.
Good man.
Why is that?
Well, me and Dan are massive Islander fans, Ice Hockey Islander fans. You've been to a game now, so you're an Islander fan. Bax will be going to a game, so... well, they're the opposition, so...
Right,
got you. Right across the street.
Yeah, literally. Fuck them. So, yeah, so we've made it to the room. Bit of a cock-up with the room. There's a bunk bed and a double bed. I think we're all going to have a wrestle for that.
We're all going to sleep in a double bed.
And Bax has got two packs of tissues out of his top pocket on the... Well, that's an interesting look.
Well, my allergies have gone over the shop. So
I didn't realise you had allergies. What allergies do you have?
I have hay fever and all sorts of allergies. Yeah.
So, Dan, what's your top tips for anybody who's going to come to New York? What would you 100% recommend to do?
Just check out all of the good food that this city has to offer. Just don't go to the areas that are in the tourist spot. If you have the time, plan it. And go to like some corner store bodega that's up in like uptown, like north of Central Park, like in Harlem, because that will give you what the true definition of New York City is about. Like,
yeah, you took us there one time, didn't you?
I took you and Cheryl up to East Harlem one time to go to arguably the best chopped cheese spot in the city. Not only is it the best, but it's actually also what most people say is the original chopped cheese. It's called Haji's or Blue Sky Deli at East 110th and First Avenue. Arguably the best in the city. It's because they do something that not a lot of places do, and that is they use like a presser, like a panini, to like toast the bread down, and it's just one of the most magical sandwiches that I thought I should have had my whole life, but I only knew about it maybe five, six years ago, and now I've been having it almost every day. Just kidding.
Magical is the word. I believe I nailed that within seconds, if not, you know.
What, the sandwich?
Yeah, it was gone. Like, as soon as we had it, I was like, this
even
is phenomenal.
Hero, you could, it's not that big.
No.
You even have two patties and it's still good.
No, there we go, two patties. So anyway, we're going to head on out now. It's now, what's the time? Now 2 o'clock. So we've been travelling all night. No sleep for anybody, but you know, on we march for a little bit longer, then we can sleep when we're dead. So I think we're going to head downtown to sort of...
What are you going to want to do first? Wall Street or World Trade?
We'll do Wall Street.
Because then Wall Street is further down, then yeah. You work your way back up.
That's so. What we're going to do. Yeah. We might have some pizza along the way.
Yeah. Please. Oh, you know where I can find anything here, so.
He is like an encyclopedia. Anyway, right, let's go then. Bax, here we are, Wall Street. And you saw your mate's building, Trump?
Trump, yeah.
Donnie J, Trump. As they call it.
Not the second building, not the one, not Trump Towers.
Not Trump Towers, that's correct. Who's that statue of?
That is George Washington, I do believe.
Big Georgie. Big G. Big G man. Yeah, I think absolutely glorious weather. No, not a single cloud in the sky. Stuart's wandering off. Dan, you're going to take us to the Raging Bull. Do you know which way that is?
Let me first find that on my iPhone right now. So.
Okay, so Dan doesn't know everything. He roughly knows where it is.
I hardly come down here, so it's like I only spend my time in Brooklyn, so it's...
Because you're Brooklyn born and bred, aren't you?
Not Brooklyn born, but I have lived in Brooklyn most of my life.
Where were you born?
77th and Lexington, Upper East Side, and then I lived in the Chelsea section of Manhattan.
Lived in Chelsea? Oh, that's a... Good to do area.
It's just a matter of fact.
A West Ham fan living in Chelsea.
A West
Ham. Oh, please.
Where did you go, Stu?
Hey?
Where did you go?
Just up there, looking at the church. Same. It's all right. It's very pungent around here.
It smells massively of weed. But anyway, we're going to go find a ball now.
Find a ball, rubbish balls.
Let's wander down this way. So we're currently stood outside.
We got to go right and then left, so it's a bit down, so...
Still outside the stock exchange. Want to move any money about, Pax, or are you good?
I'm good. I went put it in there.
Put it in there. Okay. Right, you chaps well rested?
Yeah, still waking up.
So, yeah, we had a little look around and then we come back to the hotel and young Stu and Bax both slept for a couple of hours and Stu's still got sleepy dust in his eyes. Just to recap what we did today, though. So we went to Wall Street first. Then we went and saw the bull.
The massive nutsack.
Bax called him a sack of yams or something, weren't he? Sack of yams. And then we went down to the water's edge to Battery Park and... managed to get to see a glimpse of Lady Liberty.
Yep, no thanks to the building work that's been going on.
Hell of a lot of construction work. We could not get anywhere fucking close to the water's edge. But we saw her, we waved. She didn't wave back.
Too busy with her book.
And then after that, we made the poignant trip that I think everyone should do when they come to New York to the World Trade Center. Every time you go... It's still unbelievable what happened there, I think.
This time around I found equally interesting about that is a ladder 10. I didn't realise you could still see it all up and running in a soap speech. That was quite nice to see in the memorial around the side.
Yeah, so on one of the streets there they've done like a big metal carving of the firemen who all lost their lives, and it's really nicely done. You know, they're never going to forget those firemen who sacrificed their lives running in there. But yeah, Bax, what did you think of the whole area? Like, were you surprised by the size of it, or what was your thought of it all?
Yeah, the actual whole area is massive, and the waterfall going into where the first tower was, that was quite peaceful, and the whole area very peaceful, and around the edge, all the names of the people that died, and there's little flowers in each certain ones, and I learnt today that is their birthday today. Is that correct? I'm thinking, yeah,
that is correct. Halfway you explaining that, Stuart just hit his head and he's
quiet.
You alright, mate?
Yeah.
Yeah, but so where there's a white rose and their name is it's their birthday, and I was quite surprised at how many of them do share the same birthdays. Yeah, I think you always got to go and pay your respects. So after that, we went back up to Midtown, had your first foray into New York pizza.
Yeah, and a slice.
I was a little bit disappointed with the fact your first slice in America was pineapple.
Yeah, fruit.
There's got to be someone, isn't there? And it's me.
It was the last slice there as well.
Absolutely. He had a choice of about 20 slices, actually, and he went for pineapple.
I need me fruit and veg.
Five a day. Yeah, then after that, come back, have a little sit down, and you boys just died. I went to the NHL shop and come back a few hours later, and you boys are still... Bax, you fell asleep with the tissue in your hand. I come back and you still had that tissue in your hand.
That's allergies.
Yeah, it's allergies and nothing else. In case anybody's listening and thinking the worst.
It was still stuck to his hands.
Anyway, so now, like I said, it's now 10 to 8. We're going to go head out to Times Square, and then we're going to go grab ourselves a burger and go have a beer in Jimmy's Corner, one of my favourite pubs in New York. And then I think we're going to call it a night and hit the road tomorrow morning. Go get the train, the Amtrak down to Washington. So let's go to Times Square. Right, so we are now stood right in the middle of... Times Square. We're at the foot of the red stairs. What do you think, Bax?
This is immense. We're in Times Square, baby. It's bright, really cool, vibrant, lots going on, as you would expect. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Somewhat interesting. We're currently standing at the foot of Father Duffy at the red steps.
Everybody know who Father Duffy is?
No.
Mrs. Duffy's husband? I don't know.
Yep, that's a good shout.
Is it Duffy the Vampire's dad?
Currently your mum, Stu, she's watching Duffy's it. She's trying to watch us on the live webcam.
Yeah, she's having a look now. I've informed her that we're on the bottom of the red steps in Times Square.
By the white post there.
I think we can see the webcam now.
One thing I wasn't anticipating was seeing...
Some semi-naked ladies.
I know. Oh, they had the American flag painted on their buttocks and their lovely jubblies.
And they love New York.
They love New York, you know. The things they
left
do...
Left and right buttock.
The what?
Left and right buttock.
Yeah.
Like a couple of flamboyant peacocks, I tell you.
Yeah, they're a long way from Vegas.
Some sort of Indian festival going on there.
There are thousands of Indians, Hindus. There's some sort of music festival going on. Everyone's dressed up very nicely, and it's even more chaotic than what it normally is. I mean, you could probably hear the... I could hear it through my headphones, just how loud it is. So that's Times Square.
I'll add to that. I can't hear a fucking word you're saying, Jack, but it's just a sea of people.
There's Deadpool over there. Deadpool and Spider-Man.
Yeah, don't take a photo because I'll charge you about 20 quid for a photo. Yeah. Don't even look at them.
No.
A couple of knockoffs.
Just looking costs you $10.
I didn't know Spider-Man had to carry a Jordan bag. There we go. Yeah, Times Square is not for everyone. I mean, if you've never been here before, I definitely think you should come see it. It is, I remember the first time I saw it, I thought, wow, this is amazing. And over the years, I've basically thought, yeah, this is a bit too busy for me. But yeah, I think you got to do it once. Bax, has it lived up to your expectation?
It has. Been there, done that. Tick the list. Let's find a beer.
Right, we're going to go to my favourite pub now in New York, Jimmy's Corner, on 44th Street, just off Times Square. $3 beers. Thanks for coming. And then we're going to call it a night, I reckon.
Come on then, let's go follow the flamboyant peacocks.
And somebody in the wheelchair just ran over my foot. Follow the peacocks. Let's go. Right, here we are then. Walking home after a couple of beers. Right, cross safety in numbers. Right, so Bax, what did you make of Jimmy's Corner?
Jimmy's Corner, great little bar. Lots of history there on the walls, famous boxers. And yeah, nice beer as well.
Yeah, very nice beer, especially for $3. Stu's just guzzling down pizza. Stuart? Oh my God, he's
Another two slices.
How many slices of pizza have you had today? You putting your fingers up is not good for the podcast.
How many?
Four.
Okay, four. And then we went to Rudy's bar. I had a Halloween lager. There was nothing Halloween about it. It was more of an IPA. Yeah. You guys played it safe. Was it Budweiser or Bud Light?
Budweiser.
Budweiser, man.
King of beers.
King of the beers, allegedly. So, yes.
And a hot dog.
Yeah, and a hot dog. Can't go wrong, really.
You had a hot dog?
You get offered them.
Oh.
So, yeah, for $3, you get a hot dog and a beer.
You make your own opportunity.
Well, yeah. You snooze, you lose, mate, unfortunately. But, yes, that's day one of our trip. That's a little glimpse into what New York's like. Was it what you thought it was going to be, Bax?
Yeah, pretty much like... Yeah, no, it's good.
He's eating at the moment. And Stu, you enjoyed New York again?
Fucking love it, mate. I'm juicing left, right and centre here.
Do what?
Juicing left, right and centre.
Juicing?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I'm just excited.
Oh, right, okay.
Leaking.
Oh right, I see what you're saying there. Right. Right, so we're gonna try and get some shut eye, get up early, do a few bits and bobs before we get on the train
I think Bax should witness like Central Park and stuff like that before we head off for Washington DC.
Yeah, I think definitely you need to come back here, spend a bit more time.
Yeah, one day's not long enough.
Yeah, one day we just literally like, let's go here, and yeah, we need a proper like weekend or a week or something. But
well, now you got a friend in Dan, he can show you around.
Yeah, Dan, he's the knowledge man. He knows everything.
You'll have to like baseball.
Yeah, okay.
Just don't go there wearing a Yankees hat. Right, let's leave it there then. See you later.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Right, we are currently sat, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Everybody sleep all right?
Sound lovely night's sleep. Feel refreshed today. Much better than I felt yesterday.
How's your allergies?
Calm down a lot.
Calm down. And Mr. Tan, how are you feeling this morning?
Oh, bloody fine, really. I was the first out of the bloody room this morning on my own, going down there. I nearly said Trafalgar Square.
Trafalgar Square.
Basically, I'm still asleep.
Where did you go?
Times Square. In there.
A little bit different from the night previous.
Oh, mate, yeah, you could breathe down there this morning. Basically, waiting for the sunrise to come through the buildings, but no joy, too cloudy this morning.
it's cloudy as fuck. So we got up early, all refreshed, showered, and wandered down to Central, Grand Central Station.
Very grand, very central.
It's pretty central to the, on the island, and it's very grand. We checked out the Whispering Corner. I just didn't think it was going to work.
It works. It's very good. Very clever.
What did you make of Grand Central Station, Stuart?
Not as big as I had anticipated it would be, but I'll be absolutely honest, I wasn't overly impressed with Grand Central Station.
Wow. Sour taste left in Tatton's mouth. So anyway, after that, we're now currently sat in Cat's Diner, down in the Lower East Side. We've just nailed a pastrami on rye sandwich and a beef brisket on rye sandwich. Bax, I know this is on top of your list of places to come and eat. What did you think?
I fucking loved my pastrami on rye. It's fucking amazing.
And pickles.
And pickles and gherkins and all that shit. And my Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Since when did you become Scottish?
Hey. Yeah, no, really nice.
Yeah.
Well worth the visit. And not as heavy as I thought it was going to be.
What did you think, Stuart?
Well, I didn't believe you at first. And, I thought, fuck that shit. Nothing can fill this belly. I got to eat my words there. Yeah, I only had half and that's it for me. I even left some on the plate.
Yeah, there's half a brisket left on the plate there. But no, well, we're all up. We've all been watered. We've all been fed. And obviously we sat next to a photo of one of your heroes, Anthony Bourdain.
Bourdain. So we got loads of pictures on the wall, all these famous people that have been in this famous deli. And Stuart decided to sit on the table. And luckily, you didn't even know, did you? You just sat here.
What do you mean I
didn't know?
Well,
you just sat here.
I am the planner of things.
Just sat on a random table and we've got a picture of Anthony Bourdain, the Fonzie, and Larry David. I mean, yeah.
And Bill Clinton.
Yeah, well, yeah. Less said about him. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so three legends for me anyway, so...
The slogan is
send a salami to someone in the army. I think that's absolutely superb.
Send a salami to your boy in the army.
I see that.
So what's the slogan again? Because we can cut that out.
Send a salami to your boy in the army.
Do you know any boys in the army, Jay?
No, but I have to say for the ladies.
The ladies.
For the ladies. We have the sign of where Harry met Sally, where she did that famous scene.
I don't know what scene you're on about.
I'm sure you've all done it. Explain.
Reenact it.
Yeah, reenact it.
Yeah, right. No.
It's where she's faking an orgasm. There is a wet floor sign there, so someone needs to go scoop that up.
I need it over here now.
We are now on 72nd Street and Central Park West. Stood outside the iconic Dakota building. Backman, what does this building mean?
This is the unfortunate place where the great John Lennon was shot. This is the building that he lived in. And he was brutally assassinated by a supposed fan, Mark Chapman, who earlier that day had... asked for his album to be signed, which John and Julie did. And then a few hours later, he was back and shot him. So,
Yoko still lives here. She might be in.
Yoko!
Yeah, we're just waiting for these fucking tourists to get out of the way, you know. You know, they just plague this city, these tourists, don't they?
Bloody tourists, coming around here.
Getting in the bloody way. Fuck.
Stu's just been asked for directions.
Stu's wandering around. He's a local now.
Yeah.
He's off and about.
Did you just go ask for directions?
She goes, he might know where it is. Can you help us? I doubt it. With this accent. Yeah. Not around here. Lennon was shot behind me.
But yeah, okay, that's good. Let's wander to the... What?
It's like they're dispersing now, so...
Wow. Oh, hello. Almost got taken out by bus. So what would be your favourite John Lennon song?
Favourite John Lennon song is Watching the Wheels. I know everyone says Imagine, but...
Well, imagine that, eh?
Imagine that. But yeah, no, Imagine's not one of my favourites, I have to admit.
But it is a banger, though.
It's a good tune. But yeah, watching the wheels and...
And your favourite Beatles song?
Favourite Beatles song is Get Back, which Paul wrote, I know, but...
And your favourite Beatle?
Favourite Beatle's George Harrison, so a bit of a mix. Poor Ringo, I don't know, he's my favourite drummer.
Yeah. Let's just get out of the way of these bloody tourists.
Where is the actual... there's a marker where he...
What, marker where he died? It was in there. There we go. I pay a homage to John.
Earlier I said, I'm just going to take this shot. No pun intended.
Oh, no.
Sorry for any offence caused.
Sorry, Yoko. Sorry, all his children. We're now walking through Central Park. Max, what do you think of Central Park so far?
Poole Park is lovely. Not enough ducks, though.
Not enough ducks, not enough swans. Stuart, your second time here. What do you think?
Yeah, but I was about to say, I do love it, Central Park. I've always loved Central Park. I'm sure I could spend a bit longer here just to chill out. I love nature. Dog shitting everywhere.
Yeah, so it's a nice gentle way to end. Let's carry on walking this way. Nice gentle way to end New York.
With a Phoebe run.
Yeah, Bax just done a run like Phoebe. That'll be going on all the socials imminently. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it for New York. Have you enjoyed your time?
Yeah. It's been...
I know it's been short and sweet.
Short and sweet, yeah, but it just means you've got to come again to explore it even more.
Just dangles that carrot for you.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Need a good long weekend in New York to really appreciate it.
And Stu, second time here. How you found it?
No, really good. I'm just grateful for the opportunity to come back here and make America great again, even if it is just for a short period of time. We will be back.
It definitely wasn't great before you turned up, eh?
No, mate.
Fireman on a
skateboard. And we are looking at a fireman on a skateboard. Can someone get a photo of that, please? Shout out to our friend Craig Dunn, who's a retired fireman. That's bloody brilliant. He's in full fireman gear with his fireman helmet on. And he's just skateboarding down the middle of Central Park.
And you saw a nun on a bike earlier as well. Moped, sorry.
Hey. A nun on a moped?
Nun on a moped, yeah.
I never saw a nun.
I have none of that. We literally, there are dogs shitting everywhere.
Yeah. I'm doing a collage and photography of the dog shitting. Mid-shit.
Mid-shit dogs.
That's how I like to roll my rice.
On that note... thank you, New York. And next stop, Washington.